Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, December 28th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in yet again on this 10-year anniversary of the big call. That's right, 10 years ago today was the first big call. And so thank you for listening and tuning in. And before we go any further, let's pray the call in, and then I know everybody is, and I'm excited, and Bob's excited to hear the teaching that Sue has curated for us tonight. So let's pray the call in together, everybody. Give us that prayer of faith together, that unified prayer. Lord God, thank you so much that we have a platform to share and to honor you and everything that you've done in our lives. Thank you for each day. Thank you for the breath that we breathe, for the sun that shines, for the water we drink, for the earth that we walk on. Thank you so much for the animals and the birds of the air. Thank you for everything that we have, everything that you bless us with. Thank you for so many beautiful things and beautiful people that we get to talk to on the big call. We thank you for it and give you all the praise in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I always get amped up when I think about what it is you'll bring us in the way of, because it's always new. It's novel, it's numinosum, and it's neurogenesis. We hear you bring a cool teaching from God's Word.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but like I want to do a James Brown, like, wow!
Like,
I mean, 10
wow!
years, Bruce, I mean, everybody that's on this call, let's just have a moment. I've got to celebrate. I have my disciplines that have gone on for multiple decades, but we're not going to talk about those because we don't want people doing their math. But but to do something right, Bob, to show up 2 times a week to shepherd this event through is such a phenomenal act of commitment, of devotion to the higher truth, of knowing where the hockey puck is going. I'm a poet, don't you know it? And it's just, I can't be funny sometimes, huh? But amazing. It's amazing. And I just want to honor you, Bruce. It's a really beautiful thing that you've done for 10 years. And everybody just take a moment and make a loud noise and celebrate Bruce and the community for all of us being together for 10 years. Go.
Woo-hoo! Right. Wow. I feel good. I knew that I would now.
Okay, so now we're going to shift. This is to track your ability to shift states of being, right, Bob? From the expressive, expansive, ecstatic moment we just shared, and now bringing it down a notch, and we're going to bring in what I hope is a very powerful teaching for everybody, and it's called A Brand New Say. God wants you to be free from your worries. Okay, be honest. Did you read that last sentence and think, I have so much to worry about? If you only knew what I was going through, you'd realize how hard it is. Trust me, I know exactly where you're coming from because I've been there multiple times before. But here's what God always puts in my heart when I'm facing a trial that has me feeling down. Cheer up. Cast your cares. Trust in my word. I am here for you and with you. this too shall pass. It's as true for you as it is for me. God loves you. God is looking and longing to be gracious to you because all he sees is Christ in you. All he sees is Christ in you. But here's a question to ask yourself. Do you agree with God? I know we're apt to think that we do, so I think the best way to find out for sure is to listen to the words we say. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." So I'm encouraging you to get serious about your words. Stop worrying, stop complaining, and start making decisions to agree with God's word. We're going to talk about that in my segment. I believe that we can make a difference in the world just by speaking the truth. And I'm going to add, and feeling the truth. Here are a few areas where choosing the right words will make a tremendous difference in your life. Agree with God about yourself. God loves you. God chose you. And God has a good plan for your life. God wants all of that to be cemented in your heart. So if you have a hard time agreeing with that in those areas, then start confessing the truth. Say to yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm made acceptable in the Beloved. God formed me with God's own hands. He loves me, and God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't want you to feel less than other people. He wants you to seek and discover the good things he put inside you and pursue the opportunity he sets before you. And I'm going to add something here because it's staring me in the face. And he doesn't want you to feel separate from love or other people. Agree with God about others. Did you know that you're a person of influence? God has set you in a place and gifted you to share the gospel in your own special way. Just as the Holy Spirit encourages you to become all God has designed you to be, you can build up the people you encounter each day. It's very inexpensive to give a compliment like, I like your hair, or God loves you, or I appreciate you for what you do. Just a few properly chosen words can change a person's life for the better. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you form a habit of adding value to everyone you meet. And finally, agree with God about your future. God has a great future for you. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And man, does that cover every single one on this call. We need to live with an internal mindset, remember what God has done for us, and trade our murmuring and complaining for praise and thanksgiving and joy. We can even talk about our problems in a positive way. God wants us to enjoy our lives. And as you begin to speak in agreement with his word, he'll lift you up above the everyday frustrations and cause you to be genuinely joyful, genuinely peaceful, and worry-free. And that's the world that we are moving to create in this present now moment, and as a group and as a community to spread across the earth and throughout the universe. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Man, I think that was a really good one. I think what was cool about that was the fact that it brings a lot of the truths that we've heard before about you know, the power of the tongue, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you know, Jesus said, you know, I set before you life and death. Choose life. Make the right choice. Just like make the right choice when it comes to speaking the right things. And, you know, this is something that is a continual reminder to all of us, you know, to breathe, think twice before we react, and then respond, but then respond with a little patience, with some thought. You know, WWJD, how would Jesus respond to this? You know, things like that. I know nobody on the big call listening all over the globe is complaining or murmuring, you know, or fussing about stuff like that.
Or reacting.
You know, or reacting, right, Sue? No, of course we don't react. We respond with kindness and love, loving one another. Yes. And, you know, it's so funny because it's important that we do say things, but that we think first, and we respond with wisdom, and we have wisdom. And if we don't have enough wisdom, keep searching for it, because it's there. God will give it to you. I love the fact that, you know, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there. He's got you in the palm of his hand. He is with you and in you. I love the fact that, you know, we have the Holy Spirit, so we have the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Godhead, in that sense, in us, in the sense of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it's really about really treating one another with the same love that God has for us, that unconditional agape love, you know. And it's hard. It's not easy. You know, the Bible says it's easy to love your enemies. I mean, it's not easy, rather, to love your enemies. It's easy to love those who love you. But we're called to love our enemies, to turn the other cheek, to, you know, do all that. And it's, I'm telling you, it's not easy to love our enemies. But that's what we're asked to do. That's what we're asked to do. We're called for a purpose. Each one of us has gifts and talents and should have a calling and should know what your, quote unquote, what the will of God is for your life. And, you know, we have a reason, a raison d'être, a reason of being, a reason to be here. And that's part of what we're doing on the big call, is finding out what is that reason for us being here, especially after this blessing comes in. And that's what Sue and Bob and myself and others are so invested in terms of trying to help everybody on this call to find that out for themselves as they move forward into the new year. And I'll have more to share about that in my segment. So, Sue, I know I went on, but I appreciated that teaching. And I think it was a great teaching to have to take us into the new year with. So thank you very much. Bob, I want to hear your comments about that teaching and how you feel it might have affected you.
Thanks, Bruce. And Sue, thank you again. I just really love the way you present these teachings that are so well ordered. So it helps to lead through a sequence of concepts so that we can derive meaning from it, right? So it's not just a random collection of things, and at the end we're like, what? But rather, obviously put a lot of energy into it so that we had this experience of a story that you were weaving. And for me, that tonight, the story was partly based on experiences, you know, this time of year, we get a lot of phone calls at Boomers Forever Young with people that need assistance. And they're going through things. They're going through trials. And some of them very, very trying. And so we try to help people through those trials. And so I was thinking of your teaching in respect to that, because I spent a lot of time doing that today. And so I started thinking, you know, as a person's going through trials, and we'll all experience them in our life, if we could think, you know, into the future, as you were saying, Sue, you know, the look towards the good in the future. So it's hard when you're going through really tough trials, but if you could just take 1 minute out to say, okay, in the future, as this trial passes, what's going to be good about it? And what am I going to be like after this trial? And I have a choice of things I can think about and do during this trial, so that at the end I have a new perspective, or I've made a contribution, right? I was present enough during this trial to still make a contribution by helping. And I also have more faith after this trial. And I've used some of the teachings that we've heard to help along the way, where there might be a question that typically might have a negative answer, but the answer could be something like, not yet. Or the answer could be, I'm almost there, or God chose me. Right? God chose me for the person to be in the midst of this trial, to be the strength, to be the rock that helps us all get through it. Right? And of course, the biggest trial of all is to keep your faith in God through these trials, and to seek the good that's coming of it, and to seek the good that's not only in yourself, but all the people involved, and to feel love and show love to all of those people around you, that some are going to come out the other end of the trial transformed, and some of them are going to go through the ultimate transformation, where they're going to have the ultimate reunion.
Nice way to say it, Bob. Yeah.
That's
I like that, Bob. Wasn't it, Sue? That was good. Bob, I like that. And I like the idea of pausing, even for a minute, and thinking about the good that is going to come once you pass through and go to the other side of this trial. We're all experiencing trials in life, you know. I've been in the midst of one for the last, well, it's been 10 years, really. And, you know, I'm not through it yet. And I know that, and Sue, you've gone through trials. And Bob, I know you've gone through trials. We all have. I don't think any of us is unscathed when it comes to trials and things that have been set before us. And it's how we respond to those, how we go through those things, that gives us strength of character, develops patience, and all the other gifts that we get as we experience those. Sue, what do you think about that teaching that you brought to us, and what is your perspective about it?
Well, I'm going to kind of focus on two things that came out really clearly, and I'm going to start with what Bob said. And I think it's just really unspoken but very clear. Bob was saying how he liked listening and receiving how ordered and calm and probably harmonious is what you felt you got from this teaching, and then you related it to, you know, just the peace and the calm, and then probably what we're hearing was a long day of helping people navigate the dissolution or the chaos or the stress of their day. So hold that one thought. And then, Bruce, what you were saying about pausing, I'm going to come right for you, Bruce. It turns out that, and I just saw this with my favorite, one of my favorite kind of, well, polyvagal theorists. And he was talking about how our tone of voice tells our brains. And that's what's so cool about the three of us. We're very in these beautiful voices, I think. And the tone of voice tells the brain you're safe, you're calm, it's okay. And so it's very better say, was the title of this. There's so much for people to learn about moving into those deeper places where you learn to soothe with your own voice. And I had a little bit of a stress today. Bruce and I couldn't hear each other on the phone. And, you know, it happens. And your nervous system gets like, you know, like that. And then we called back and we got the connection going. And it was calmer and it was cleaner. And the thing that you can do when you're going through these stresses, whether it's a family member going through an incredible health challenge, or, you know, somebody saying you have to do something you don't want to do, or somebody reacting and saying, well, if you let me just say, get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, if anybody ever said that, wow.
If anybody ever said that. And they're throwing their frustration all over you. You know, just realize somebody's nervous system is dysregulated, number one. And just breathe. And I love this. Check this quote out, and then I'll finish. The true man or woman breathes with his heels. A Taoist philosopher said that. Just breathe deeply so you can bring that beautiful, more resilient, more spirit-filled, non-agitated being to what you're doing. And I think, Bob, you're such an example of having to, with all these people around you, and then being able to generate that compassion and service and be there for people. I know it's a great gift to be able to, you know, focus your attention on someone else, and then be able to come to a space like this tonight where we get to reflect, we get to grow in our skills, we get to be more mindful, and we get to remember, we get to choose how we regulate our perception. And that's what this teaching brought for me, is to be reminded it's our breath, it's what we choose to focus on, and it's what we choose to express. Learning how to get better at that and better at that. So it doesn't show up as irritation because somebody's not letting you get a word in edgewise. You know, that's
no
important.
What you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking
we're
about.
We're leaking all over this call, but that's okay because it makes it interesting. It makes it interesting for everybody. So that's what I got from the teaching, is a beautiful blend of, this is a time to practice our skills, like Bob said. It's a time to reflect on how you talk to yourself, and it's time to take a breath and catch yourself before you put out irritation or agitation into the world. We're trying, and you don't have to be perfect, but we're trying to release the stored violence this planet has thrown around like a pinball machine, and we just need to let it go and breathe it out and be there like Bob is for so many people. And I hope this my little segment helped. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Sue. That did help. Thank you, Sue. That was good. Very good. And Bob, I like what Bob had to say. I really do. I think that when you're taking a situation like Bob is with Boomers, it's working with a lot of us on the big call as customers, but he's got a heart for our people. And it's not just about supplements, okay? It's more about getting people healed. And what I love is that Bob. What I love is that Bob has taken the time to listen and hear some of the problems, because he mentioned one of them today that I'm going to pray for on the call tonight, even though it's not a prayer night. I've got something that Bob asked me to talk about and pray about tonight. And so we'll do that after we see if we have any praise reports. But Sue, it's about availability and helping. And Bob is available. He definitely has many gifts, but the gift of helps is one of them. To be able to listen and help somebody and to give, wise counsel as far as what to do, especially from a health perspective. Mm-hmm. And so kudos to Bob and to you, Sue, because you do similar things as well. And I tell you, I appreciate both of you, and you both help our listeners in your own gifted ways. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, thank you both. And, Sue, as I mentioned, let's go in and see if we have any praise reports, and then I'd like to make a prayer for one of our people.
We have one beautiful praise report, and I'm going to call out here. Don't be shy, people, because anything that you notice that you can connect to being in the company of people that are going to transform the world counts as something you can praise. Just by being in this field with us, where you're stepping out of the same old, and stepping into your dream for humanity, for your family, and for the world, I have to imagine that when you're really in that space and that joy, you're noticing some opportunities for praise. So, who knows if we'll have another call. Let's hope not. But here is our beautiful, handcrafted praise times three. Tonight, let's praise God for a new year, a new paradigm to flow in and through. We've always said, out with the old and in with the new. It could have been that chicken in the fridge that's now a biology experiment. That's pretty funny. It could be clothes that don't fit anymore, but for the big call, universe, it's out with the ordinary and into the extraordinary. Really nice. Remember the chance we get to change humanity through this blessing. Let's never forget it's a calling for us. Big call, universe, let's go change the world. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Thank you for that beautiful pre-2022. I can't even believe it. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Mr. Extraordinary himself.
It was. Thank you, Pastor Scott. That was beautiful. And yes, I think we can already be thinking, with only 3 days left in the new year, or in the old year rather, that it's not far before we step into 2022. And really, I think what will be a new paradigm for us all. I really think so, for a lot of different reasons. And so thank you so much for that praise report. I think it's wonderful. Any other, Sue?
That's it.
Okay. Well, let's do this. I'd like to pray for a person that Bob spoke to, a gentleman named Marvin, and his wife, Renee, is having major health issues over the last 16 years that is requiring around-the-clock care on his part as caregiver. And that's not an easy thing, as many of you probably know from your own experience. And so what Renee really needs is a miracle. And she's, you know, she's really looking at a hospice type situation, if not hospice itself. And so we all know what that means. So let's pray right now that God would intervene in this and give her newness of life. So let's just speak the healing word of the Lord that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the name above every name, Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Thank you for intervening and believing along with me for a miraculous turnaround for Renee and for strength for Marvin as he aids his wife and stands by her, these many years. And thank you for providing the health care and the miracle healing that Renee needs in her life, and the patience and the strength and the endurance that Marvin needs in his life. Thank you for these two, Lord. We set them before you, and we choose life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thank you, Sue, for that opportunity to pray. And thank you, Pastor Scott, for that beautiful praise report. And now, Sue, we'll go back to you for your segment. I'm interested in what it is you would bring to us tonight and what you're gaining from the Big Call universe that you're working with.
Yeah, it really is an incredible bird's eye or 30,000 foot view on the transformation that's going on and swelling up. And we're going to talk tonight about, this is going to be a pretty big segment, because it is walking into 2022, and this is the time for commitment. So we're going to talk about letting go of double-mindedness. We're going to talk about what that means and how that applies to this transition as leaders and choosing our best future, and what it means to be a person that has projects that can be walked into the Redemption Center and be presented with clarity, so that you literally ignite. That's the first step in igniting your dream team. And so that's going to be a reframe for anybody that has done their presentation, number one. And number two, if you haven't done your presentation, we're going to show why it's so important in this week in particular to get your projects written down. So first, I just want to tell you, Bruce, that I've been having an amazing time with callers, you know, people that are doing Designing Your Best Future. And I'm getting to work with, I'll speak about the other people maybe Thursday, but I'm getting to work with this woman who's a retired educator for New York City, and she's been listening. She's been listening to you for about 9 years. She remembers me coming onto the call in the old days, and she rewinds to listen to your. She said, "Go do the call," because she likes to listen to what I say, and she rewinds it 3 or 4 times, what Bob says, and she rewinds it. She's so diligent in what she gets from the call, and then she loves to hear your intel. So I just wanted you to know that she was excited to hear that you remembered her, and we have people that are so committed to extraordinary projects and doing incredible things, and that's a real sign of a leader. And when I say a leader, you have to be leading yourself to a future that you see and that you want to engage other people in that is better than what is there. And we're going to get into that a little bit. But why don't I start with first, let's go to the world class. And it's amazing how many people still are wanting the world-class template. And so for anybody that's listening to this tonight, and I had one woman say that she waited for 3 years, Bruce and Bob.
Three years.
And she just did it. Here's what I want you to consider. First, for the people that haven't done it. You're sitting there, you're walking through life, and there's a doorway. Let's go to Bob's portal. There's a doorway where the things that bother you about this world, the things that you see, the way for you to grow into who you truly are with no should in front of it. There's no shoulds. But like what you could really contribute if you had people that you could say, okay, go in this direction, let's do this. That's why you want to write up a project, or two, or three, or more. If you haven't done that, and in this little gateway of the new year, what if you said, 2022 is going to be the year that I leave my legacy, that I work with all the most amazing people doing the most amazing things. And check this out. I love this quote. It's not about being the best in the world. It's about being the best for the world. The best for the world.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody that has Zim or currency and you haven't written up your projects, maybe consider, how could I be the best for the world? How could I give the best for the world? And how much joy would I have? How much joy would I have if I was working with people that were doing extraordinary things? And if you don't know where to start with that, then why don't you send us an email at integratedminds@hushmail.com, integratedminds@hushmail.com, and for $165, we're going to show you, just like you've heard testimonial after testimonial, how easy it is to take some of your ideas to make it be the best for the world. What does the best you want for the best world? So commit to that and send us an email. And if you've already done your world class, I'm going to encourage you this week, before the new year, to look at the fact, pull out your world class. I have this little ritual that I do. And look at it and kind of meditate on it and think about who you were when you wrote it first and who you are now. And make sure you bring all of that awareness, infinite possibility, understanding. Notice who you've become since you wrote that. And own that. so you can be prepared to go in. I was like, you know, nothing's dead. We've got to keep it moving. You've got to keep it fresh. You've got to be adding energy. You've got to be giving it energy and power so that when you go in, you're not this random, as Bob said. You're this living, engaged, meaningful soul that is going to be able, it's like if you just stood there, they know you meant business. That's what it's, that's the joy. That's the fun. And so my job is to keep making you aware of how powerful, joyful, meaningful, and purposeful, even if you've done this, and every time you come to this call, is important for you to know. And so now we're going to go into designing your best future with a short little, kind of, I think, super interesting way to look at what we're all doing. And we're going to talk about my favorite topic, which is neuroplasticity. And here's the important part. When you decide to sign up for designing your best future, and I'm going to read you a testimonial in a minute, you're basically choosing to self-upgrade and to focus on the strategies. So we have a lot of insightful, evidence-based strategies that we've collected from people that are, you know, a little bit ahead of us in their strategies and research-based strategies. But we basically walk with you to create the most powerful, designed for you, new reality. A living reality, a reality that's going to help you go into a situation and not be overwhelmed, and to repair how you've approached, you know, kind of being unaware of how to do things and walk in with clarity. So I'm going to read you a testimonial that I think is a very powerful example of a just blow you away man. He's a quantum mechanics physicist, artist, and creator. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. And this is what he says. And he was struggling, everybody, because this, I think this is very, very relatable. What he does, maybe not so much so. But this man was so gifted, like so many people on this call, and he had never had the opportunity to have somebody reflecting that gift back to him and showing where he hadn't gotten what he needed to succeed. And so we were we did his world class and we did designing my best future. But this is what he wrote. Hi, Sue. Merry Christmas to you. I want to thank you again for all the time you took to educate me on consolidating the project presentation and for the leadership training. Boy, it was right on time and perfect insight to improve my position in the physics project. It looks as though the production company is going to take on the entire project of the book, educational film materials, documentary film, and feature film surrounding my projects. It's a fabulous ride. Your points of imagining how to be the most productive, best leader I can be, those points came up in the creative meetings and in the subsequent contract negotiations. I'll be supported by a small army of my creation. I'm actually getting to design my future now. I can't thank you enough for putting all of these concepts into motion in my head through your amazing approach to consulting. How wonderful is that? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so here's what I think that speaks to. All of us need support in walking out of the old reality and helping to design, and we go through very tangible. It's security, building your dream team, getting your top priorities in place, and making sure you know how to navigate and negotiate. But in that process, we look at, like, you know, stuff that you don't need to be carrying with you into this new year. So if you're a person that wants to literally walk through and into and live from a more expanded reality so that you can do this great project that you want to do and you want to design your best future. We were talking about the projects, and this guy literally accelerated his whole life because of doing that four-session, four-piece program. So ask yourself this question. Can I see myself? Am I excited? Am I clear about really feeling confident in what I need to do as I get my project started? Or do I need help? Would it be valuable to me to be able to, like, know with crystal clear vision basically how to navigate this new space? So I got a rush from it. I knew what I was doing. I was playing and collaborating, and I was in my joy about it. If that sounds like you, then send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, integrated minds@hushmail.com, and say designing my best future, and then just put $599 on, you know, that's what it's going to cost. You don't have to put that. It's going to cost four sessions for $599, and Sue will be celebrating 29 years of this kind of consulting as of February 14th. That's no coincidence, Valentine's Day, 29 years. So it's my pleasure, and it's my greatest gift to help us all bring the love, bring the genius, bring the large-scale impact that we're meant to, and to help you feel really confident, really clear, and really grounded, coherent, like Bob was pointing out, and strong and joyful in what you're going to bring to the world. And that's my segment at 14:42. Timed it tonight. Fun.
Thank you, Sue.
The things I do to amuse myself. Okay.
Thank you. That's fun. Thank you, Sue. That was cool. And that's a neat, that's just so cool. Yeah, the testimonial is amazing. And Dr. Pat, I think, is terrific, too. And
I think
everything that...
She's rewinding it tomorrow three or four times. She's going to be going, Dr. Pat
Good.
Is amazing. Dr. Pat is amazing. I'm saying this, so it'll be so fun for her to do that.
Yeah, really. You put it on a loop. Put it on a loop,
yeah.
Right? And don't forget Dr. T. Dr. T, we are vision for you to put it on a loop.
Oh, there's so many people to shout out.
Don't forget to put it on a loop, Dr. T.
I know.
I wish we could shout out to a bunch of people that we've talked to over the years. So, Sue, thank you for that. I'll remind everybody about how to do those two things in the Intel section as well. And... So that's what I wanted to say about that. Sue, thank you so much for everything that you've done over the past. You were a listener to the call before you were drafted to come onto the call.
Yeah. 203.
Host, moderator.
203.
203. What is your question for Bruce, please?
Everybody remembered that Sue would jump in when the energy was low and try to create engagement and games and role plays, and right? Remember that,
yep,
Bruce?
That's right. I remember it well, and I also remember that you were given carte blanche.
Yeah.
I remember, and you knew what that meant. And that was a precursor to what you would receive later in life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. Don't get me started. I won't ever stop. All right. Uh-huh. Well, as we move in, listeners, as we move in to a segment with Bob, Bob, we did appreciate so much your input on the teaching tonight, and we also appreciate what you're doing for the listeners of The Big Call. Sue's helping in the way that she's called to help. You're helping in a way you're called to help. Believe it or not, I'm helping in a way that I'm called to help. And so with that being the case, Bob, I would be excited to hear if you possibly, you, Bob, might have some testimonials or two to bring to us, as well as any other research studies that you found recently.
I have both, Bruce.
Yay!
It's an exciting night when you have both.
It is for me.
And the research component that I'm going to talk about is really, yeah, really exciting. It's like a major breakthrough in one of the major diseases worldwide.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about that. But first, a couple of quick testimonials. They're short and sweet tonight because it's already 10 o'clock. So here's one, a testimonial about the Gladiator Barley. I didn't realize how much better I felt till I stopped taking it for 2 weeks. We hear that a lot. Mm. People get used to their new feeling. And then if they stop, they're like, oh, my God, that's how I used to feel last year.
Yeah.
Here's another one. It says, I've been using this one's for you, Bruce. I've been using the Boomer products for 6 years now, and I take them regularly. The products are the greatest, and I thank God daily for Bruce and Bob.
That's kind. Very kind.
And here's one about Good Night Formula. It says, many nights I would only get 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Now, I go to bed at a normal time and wake up refreshed. Thank you for Boomer Boost and the Good Night Formula.
Yep.
And that's our testimonials. Those just
terrific,
came
Bob.
In the last day.
Yep. Okay.
One came in just while, after, one of them, another one that just came in after the, about the Gladiator Barley, just came in while we were doing the call.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's this study, and I'm just going to give the basic outline of it, Bruce, because it's really complex.
Okay.
There's a discovery that I'm just going to go back to page one and read the very first paragraph. So this is about both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And they've discovered this hormone complex that they have combined together a number of words from the three different hormones and proteins, and they're calling this FABKIN, F-A-B-K-I-N. And it says, could FABKIN hormonal complex spell the end of diabetes? So the sentence, the introductory sentence says, a hitherto unknown hormonal complex that regulates extracellular energy production in pancreatic beta cells could be a novel target to not only treat both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, but also potentially to prevent their development in the first place, suggests basic science research led by U.S. investigators. So here's essentially what they discovered, is that in the pancreas, you have these beta cells that are producing insulin, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that there's this hormone complex that's in the extracellular fluid, and it needs to be at a certain level. And if it's not, if it rises up too high, the beta cells have a hard time surviving, and you end up with diabetes.
Okay.
And they have identified an antibody that reduces the amount of this hormone complex. And when they did research with it in rats, they would purposefully give rats conditions whereby they would likely develop diabetes. Then they gave mm-hmm. them this antibody, and they never developed diabetes, including type 1 diabetes, which they would have expected in all of these rats, the way that they were, the environment they were put in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, and then they watched the rats that had both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and they found that the rats were getting better even after they had diabetes because this hormone was too high. When they lowered mm-hmm. it, they started getting better. And, you know, for the longest time, people would get type 1 diabetes, and nobody knew why. They're like, maybe it's a virus. Maybe they got a virus. Maybe there was an autoimmune attack.
Right, right. Right.
But no one could really put their finger on it. And now it looks like, to some extent, and there's probably many ways, many mechanisms of the creation of diabetes, but this one seems to be, it is a new discovery. It seems to kind of be more like a universal type of phenomena that is leading to diabetes. And it's easy for them to reduce the level of this hormone complex with an antibody. So antibodies are, you know, these, you know, they're chemical compounds that will bind to things, and they can bind either to things that are in the cell or in the plasma outside the cell. And and in this case, they're binding the plasma outside the cell. They don't really say, but it's likely that it's the type of antibody that is binding to these proteins, these hormones, and putting them together in a big clump. And this is a strategy that your immune system uses, is to gather up things that are unwanted and put them into a clump, and then they get identified as something that needs to be attacked and removed. And so there's like a detailed, there's a place to click in this document where we can review all the details of the study. You probably have to pay for it. And so, but that's what I'm going to do next. And, but I thought this was really exciting news.
It's very exciting.
It was so easy for them to reduce the amount of this hormone complex in the rats. And the next thing they're going to do, of course, is to move to doing trials with human beings.
Human trials,
eventually making the antibody available to people. And they said it can be used as a prophylactic as well as a treatment. And anyway, wanted to bring that forward. In the meantime, Bruce, what people can do and should do anyway, whether they have this antibody in the future or not, is to reduce your inflammation, because diabetes increases your inflammation dramatically, and that is what's causing the problems associated with diabetes. And as I've said before, Bruce, we have customers who've had type 1 diabetes for over 30 years, who have no symptoms of diabetes at all, and their doctor tells them, if you didn't have a high A1C, nobody would ever know that you have diabetes.
Right.
Because they have low inflammation, that they also don't have trouble with their kidneys, peripheral neuropathy, right? Issues with memory, eyesight, gastroparesis, all the things that tend to develop later on after you have diabetes.
Right.
And so this is something that people can do. So if you are a person who's listening to the Big Call, okay, if you want that, if you want that study, okay, you can give us a call and I'll make it available tomorrow, you know, to the staff so they can email it to you. So, you know, it's pretty complex. You have to read it a few times and draw your own diagrams to get the gist of it, right? But in addition, if you or someone that you know has diabetes already and you would like yourself or your friend or loved one to be like the customers we have with diabetes where you don't have any symptoms because your inflammation is brought down, right, to 0.1, Bruce, right?
Less than 0.1%, yep.
Yep, instead of the average of 5 that a person with diabetes, right, how would you like to have 1/50th of the inflammation that you have now, right? Don't you think maybe your health would be better, right? And so if you know someone with diabetes, it behooves you to have them give us a call because it's easy for us to help them get their inflammation down. And at the same time, the products that help with the inflammation also help to rebuild your body and help with your absorption of nutrients, your circulation, et cetera, et cetera. Because they have, there's many thousands of compounds that are in these products. And so they don't only do one thing. They just happen to do really well at reducing inflammation, really well at helping with absorption and also circulation. All right. And Bruce, just lastly, wanted to say, in a couple of days, okay, we're going to run a sale for 4 days, okay? So today's Tuesday.
Yep.
Starting on Thursday, we're going to run a sale in honor of the upcoming 2022, and we're going to run a 22% off sale. It's going to go on, it's going to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? So it's going to go on the 30th, the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd. And it's going to be 22% off sale on all one-time orders. So it doesn't apply to your auto-ship order, because with people with auto-ship, Bruce, they're already getting more than 22% off. Okay?
That's right.
And so
plus free
stick with that because it's a better deal. And you're getting free shipping. But for all one-time orders that aren't on auto-ship, 22% off for 4 straight days. Starting on Thursday the 30th.
Excellent.
And that's it.
Now,
that's what I have.
Bob, that's terrific. I had a point I wanted to ask you before I give them the website and the phone number to call. So you mentioned the study, and the what is the name of the that you mentioned that was going to help change the chemical makeup of the in the pancreas, the beta?
Right. Well, what's going to make the change is the antibody that
the antibody's where I was going.
Okay.
That antibody, Bob, when it makes that change, does it, and it binds to that complex, is it in effect changing the molecular structure of that complex, altering it by changing the structure as it binds to
right.
it?
Well, that's what I was saying, Bruce. In this summary that I'm reading, it doesn't say that, okay?
Specifically,
but usually, antibodies that are in the extracellular fluid are clumping things together that need to be targeted. That's the mechanism by which it is. So changing it, you know, it's not necessarily changing it, but it's But whenever you clump things together, they have to be attracted to each other. And so it's
yep.
not the exact chemical configuration, but it's not
mm-hmm.
it's not altering it necessarily, you know, in a substantial way. It's just marking it and clumping it so that it can be eliminated. And then what happens is the levels, like what they were saying is that the level of this hormone complex in the rats that got sick, it was
mm-hmm.
1.6 times higher. So it was 60% higher than in healthy
mm-hmm.
rats. And so
right.
they know that some humans have that same issue, that
right.
they've got too much of this hormone complex, and they know for sure it's causing diabetes. And they also know for sure that the same antibody that they used in the rats is going to work in humans. Because in the reason they use rats, Bruce, is they're very similar chemically to humans.
Yep.
So
I know,
you know,
that's right.
And so when they get this type of a response in the experiment with rats, they're fairly confident that the same exact thing is going to happen in
yep.
humans.
I know. I think it's fantastic. That's a breakthrough. That's a good thing you played Break On Through tonight. I think that's a breakthrough. Now,
that's
here's
it.
The thing.
Yeah.
Can that antibody, can it be taken in a supplement form without it being called a drug? Is it something that could be found in nature?
Well, possibly.
And not in drug form.
Yeah, they didn't obviously get into that. There's intellectual property involved with this, which
mm-hmm.
is a disclosure, you know, at
right.
the end of the study.
Mm-hmm.
It's funded, you know, by the National Institute of Health, the Juvenile
yeah.
Diabetes Research Foundation,
okay.
and but the lab that helped to do this, right, has intellectual property, and there's a
mm-hmm.
disclosure. And Harvard University was involved in this also.
Okay.
Also has claim to the IP.
Gotcha.
So it'll okay. probably, because there's IP related to it, it'll probably end up being a medication.
Yeah, probably. Well, anyway, we slice it. This is a good one. And it's interesting that it's coming out at this time. Anyway, I think it's interesting that this type of thing is coming out at this time. All right, Bob, I appreciate that. Let's tell everybody how to get to the sale items and get to checking out the Total Health System anyway, learning more about how they can improve their health by supplementing properly with products that aren't, some of which are not available anywhere. They're totally unique to boomers. So how you get there is you go to bigcalluniverse.com. Don't put anything in front of big, just bigcalluniverse.com. And when you land on our homepage, you'll see a banner for boomers. You click on that banner, and it'll take you right into Bob's website. And then you'll be able to see the various products, go to the products on sale page. You can see a lot of information that's put right there for you to learn. And go ahead, starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as we breach into and break on through to the new year, 2022, 22% off on all products. That's a terrific sale. So go ahead and check that out. And if you have any questions, if you'd like to get that report, if you know somebody, like Bob said, with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and whether it's family or friends, you know, get a copy of that report sent to you by calling. And you call the number 727-443-2500, 727-443-2500. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, Bob is there to help us. He's really been a huge help on the big call as a host and moderator, just like Sue is. And for the last, Bob, are we looking at 6.5 years now, pretty much?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yep. And it's terrific. And, of course, the big call wouldn't be the same without Bob or Sue. So we really appreciate that on our 10-year anniversary tonight. It's true. We started the call, you know, December 28th in 2011, 10 years ago to the day. And so, Bob, thank you for that. If you have any questions about anything, and if you have interest in the pulsed electromagnetic mat, you can certainly ask about that and get some information about it. And, you know, you guys, I know that, you know, Bob's time is precious, and his staff is very well trained, and they can answer a lot of your questions. But if you do have that one particular thing that just nobody can help you but Bob, okay, that I understand. That's going to happen sometimes. And Bob's freely giving his time to our listeners of the Big Call, Big Call Universe, and he's helped thousands of people so far in the last 6.5 years since he's been on our call. So tread lightly, but do take advantage of that resource of boomers. It's tremendous, and we owe a lot to Bob, and we owe a lot to Sue for the time that they put in with us on the call. Any final words, Bob?
No, I think that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 10:20.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. And we'll see what we can do here. All right. Now, this is an interesting time because, and I don't like treading water and going back in time too much, but we did get good information that appeared reliable that was saying we were going to get this before Christmas. Remember? Oh, yeah. You guys remember. I remember. And then we thought, well, we're going to get this right after. We're going to get this right after Christmas. And then here we are on the 28th with 3 days left to go. 28, 29, 30, 31st, 3 days left to go in the year. And then we find out, wait a minute, there are things that need to be complete, Ted, that are not completed yet. And let me let you know where we stand. Let's talk first about the bondholders. Because bondholders have been getting communications, emails from banks, trying to give them an idea of when they're going to have access to their funds, but they've already hypothecated these bonds months and months ago. All right? And so in their case, they're getting emails even today that are saying, okay, with these codes, you can look into your account, you can see your funds. But you cannot get access. And this is kind of a do not open until scenario. Because they have a date flashing, but they have no month or day with the year. It's not there. It doesn't exist. It's pending, pending, pending. Well, guess what? I think it's going to be pending until the time when we start our exchanges and our redemption of Zim. I'd almost bet you even money on it right now. Here's where we believe we are and why we're here. We know of individuals personally that are working to get the Starlink satellite system, military version is called ProLink. we call ours the Starlink system, getting it completely, fully activated. And we thought it was fully activated in the past, but it's not. And it's still not. And we have more things, more, I'm going to call them sequences, code sequences, whatever they are, that need to be entered in, but should be complete by Thursday night. Should be. We know sort of how these are being done. We know where they're being done. We know why it's taking this time. It has to do with having a window of time opportunity to put those informations up to the satellite in a certain window of time based on the orientation of the satellites around the Earth. Okay? So that is going on, ongoing right now, and is continuing and will continue until it's done. What else is going on is that our United States of America corporation, the corporation that we've been under all our lives for the last, it's over 108 or 9 years now, ends on December 31st, 2021. The corporation itself will come to an end. That is terrific news. We thought it was already over, but this is the final ending of it. Now, as a result, we do go into our restored constitutional republic form of government. It's a constitutional republic, and it's restored because we're going back to what we had before the U.S. was incorporated as a corporation. And I'm not going to go into super depth on all that. Trust me to say that what we're looking at is the new financial system, which uses the quantum financial system. That new system will start in its, as far as we can see it right now, in its completion starting January 1. Now, what happens by January 1? We get the USN as a true gold and asset-backed currency as our currency. The fiat dollar goes away. Now, our money here in the States will not be useless. It will be used for a few months, possibly as long as 3 to 6 months, until the new USTN currency that we've talked about for years is out, meaning out to us, out in the stores, out at the banks, all of that. So don't worry about if you have any cash. Don't worry about that. Don't necessarily spend every nickel you have before the end of the year. It's not like that. Okay? And it'll have a one-to-one value anyway for months after this goes with our new system. So that's why, really, not only do these codes and sequences need to be entered by to the satellites, but we need a two-day gestational period to take place afterwards because of the fact that this has to happen globally. All the way around the globe. Right now, sequences are being entered so that each country around the globe can be completely part of the Starlink system and the new financial system globally. It's far more complicated, I'm sure, than I'm making it right now. There's that two-day period that's going to take place on the 1st and 2nd, which is Saturday and Sunday. First and second of January is Saturday and Sunday. Well, We're not going to go on a holiday on the January 1st. We're not going to go on Sunday. But Monday the 3rd is very much in play. That's when our true window opens up. And I have from another reliable source that we should be absolutely Tier 4 notified, that's A and B, notified between a window of, I'm going to say, right before lunchtime on Monday the 3rd, and setting appointments and exchanging all the way up to, in other words, the start would be all the way up to January 9th. So the 3rd through the 9th is our next window that we believe is a legitimate opportunity for us to get started. We had all of this that we didn't know about even last Thursday. We didn't know any of this. In fact, we had other timelines and time frames that I was going to bring on tonight until I found this out yet last night and today. So this is how much this is changing. And this is how much information finally has revealed itself to us. I feel very good about it. It makes perfect sense now that we would start when we have the new financial system completed, okay, by the end of the year or by the beginning of 2022, which is Saturday. The gold standard revisited, the new form of government as a restored republic starting on the 1st of January. Nisara Jisara should be kicking in a little more heavily starting on the 1st. And everything looks like a clean break from the old and letting the old year go, 2021 go, and letting the old system go financially, letting the U.S. D go, and letting the old financial system and the old system of government that we've been under, let it go big time and look forward to the resurrection of and the reinstatement of our restored republic, constitutional republic, a new form of law. I think you're going to see certain things in Nisara that should be announced. I think you're going to see a lot of interesting things start. Now, we don't know when they're going to utilize, if and when they're going to utilize the EBS. We know there are certain things that are about to be disclosed, several different things that are very interesting. And so we're really setting up for a beautiful start for 2022. And we are very much a part of that. So I hope that that information rings true to you and resonates with what I received today when it sort of all came together and sort of made sense. Why we haven't gone before now? Why haven't the bondholders been paid yet? Why hasn't some of these other things that we thought were paid, why haven't they been paid out? You know, all of this is starting to really make sense. And believe me, are there still pickups and drop-offs? There's still cleanup on aisle 3, 4, 5, etc.? Oh, yeah, big time, big time. So all of this is part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. And you guys are part of the plan too. The big call, in a very real sense, is part of the plan because of what we're doing in the way of our projects. And what Sue's doing is working with people that still need help on their world-class presentations by using the template that is available as an example, as a way to create with your ideas a world-class presentation. And the template is $165, and it's available by emailing Sue using the email integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. The other thing that Sue has offered, and she's offered it for, I guess it's been over 2 or 3 months now, but she's offering a way to get beyond the exemption, the redemption, beyond the exchanges, and into, once you walk out of the redemption center, now what do you do? How do you go from here? What is the leadership training that you'll need to effect your projects, or put them into stasis? Okay? That is what she's offering as a four-part package of one-hour sessions, mostly consecutive sessions. And that is a great idea, and many people have tried and utilized this training and feel it's worth far more than what Sue is charging for this. And the investment in the leadership training, which is called Being My Best Future. Something to that effect.
Designing your best future.
I knew the word was designing. Thank you, Sue.
Wow.
Designing my best. Hello, Earth to Bruce, come in. Designing my best future. Designing my best future. Thank you, Sue. And that's $5.99. For all four sessions, one-hour sessions. So use the same email, okay, but in the subject line, put Designing My Best Future. If you're interested in the template, you put Investment Template. Okay, and send those both to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Okay? And I think that really says everything I wanted to say and more on this 10th anniversary big call. Obviously, I want to thank Sue. I want to thank Bob. I want to thank GCK, the graphic artist that's working so beautifully with Sue on project presentations. And obviously Pastor Scott and others, faithful listeners to the big call, like Dr. Pat, like Dr. T, other people, and you guys know, many of you have been with the big call for all 10 years, and some have not even missed a call. I mean, that's tremendous, and I appreciate the loyalty and the faithfulness of Big Call Universe to listen and to experience what we're all going through. We're all part of this. We all feel what each of us is going through. We're all part of that together. And I think it's very meaningful that we can have a forum like this to put this information out so that everybody gets what they can glean from our teaching and from the intel, so that you can improve your lives and be better as we step into the next year. Because it's going to be a tremendous year. And it sounds like we're getting started with what we're waiting for, which is the blessing itself, fairly early in the new year. Fairly early, like first week. So I'm excited about it. I hope you're excited about it. I want everybody, because listen, I think this is going to mean, yes, we will have a call Thursday. We should have a call Thursday night, and that should do it. That should take care of it. So now we know the reason behind the timing. We know what the timeline is, roughly, and we know why it's that way. And let's just all pray that everything gets completed according to this plan. All right, so get in touch with Sue. Get on the website, bigcalluniverse.com. Make sure that you are registered. If you haven't put your email in, we will send everybody an email of the toll-free numbers that they can use. So you'll have that after we get it. And also, that is the way that we will let you know what we're going to do with future podcasts and information regarding Big Call projects like Rebuild America and the Veterans Retreat Network, the Pastoral Retreat Network, Rebuild the Bahamas, and Rebuild Haiti, and probably throw the DR in, the Dominican Republic in, with that. Okay? So be thinking about that. And I want everybody to have a very, and I know I should see you again Thursday night, but I want everybody to have a very happy new year, obviously, but a very safe and sober new year. Remember, that's amateur night. You don't go out and party and go crazy on New Year's Eve when everybody's driving drunk. You don't want to be part of that. Just don't be part of it. Just be sober and just chill. And find something safe to do, okay? All right, everybody. Let's pray the call out, and let's all believe for this to happen as I pray it. Lord God, we thank you that we have this platform. Thank you for 10 years of calls on the Big Call to the day. Yes, we do breach into the 11th year on Thursday for possibly one call. We hope. And God, we just thank you that we have this opportunity to share information and to come together as a community of faith and believe for something that seemingly is not possible. But we know that all things are possible with you. With you, nothing is impossible. And we know this is happening. We know what's happening behind the scenes, and it's amazing. But Lord God, let us believe corporately that everything goes according to plan and that all of these little things that need to complete regarding the financial system and government, all of those things happen according to this plan. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And thanks, everybody, for listening and being faithful to tune into the Big Call wherever you are, whether you're listening live or you're listening on the replays or on the link, the replay link. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you again, Sue, and thank you, Bob, and thank all of you for listening. We appreciate you, and we look forward to sending those emails out. We'll probably be there this Thursday. The 30th, and then we'll try to have a little New Year's celebration that night. All right? So everybody take care. Take advantage of the opportunities for your sales and take advantage of Sue while she can still do world-class presentation templates and while she can still do leadership training. All right? Thanks, everybody. And let's turn off the recording. In a moment. Here we go.